join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens Good Day.
Let's see if we can find ways to make this a good day. The conversation about the most informative angles of stories that you'll be talking about today. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler, Evan Mantell is in the studio in Washington, and we're here to go through some of the things that have cropped up over the weekend as a result of actual news or the news that's created by the Sunday morning news program. Sometimes that has value, sometimes it doesn't. We'll first start, though, with the media coverage of the rape trial in Steubenville, Ohio, which has been ridiculous, more than ridiculous, offensive to anybody who had a brain. We'll pull out a few of the examples of that. Your comments certainly welcome at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here's the story. Two high school football players, one of them is 17, the other one's 16, found guilty of raping a 16-year-old girl. The story is that one of the boys also was found guilty of a second crime after he posted pictures and videos of the girl as she lay naked on the floor. Even more outrageous than the event is the way most of the news media outlets have handled their coverage of this case, especially since the verdict was announced yesterday. Here from CNN, and CNN has been the most egregious by far, a good reason for them having gone down in the ratings and a good reason to turn them off. Here's a reporter named Poppy Harlow, who's in Steubenville, seeming to suggest that the tragedy here is that these two young men with such quote-unquote promising futures have had their lives ruined by this verdict.
It was incredibly emotional, incredibly difficult even for an outsider like me to watch what happened as these two young men that had such promising futures, star football players, very good students, literally watched as they believed their life fell apart. One of the young men, Malik Richmond, when that sentence came down, he collapsed. He collapsed in the arms of his attorney, Walter Madison. He said to him, "My life is over. No one is going to want me now." Very serious crime here. Both found guilty of raping this 16-year-old girl at a series of parties back in August. Alcohol-fueled parties. Alcohol, a huge part in this. But Trent Mays was also found guilty on a second count, and that is of felony illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material because he took a photograph of the victim laying naked on the floor that night. Trent Mays will serve 2 years in a juvenile detention facility. Malik Richmond will serve 1 year on that one count that he was found guilty for.
Good God. 888-302-3684. So, Ken Kessler, you're following this as people use the social media. A lot of this trial was, I don't know if it's as conducted is the right word for it, but certainly a lot of information because maybe of the age, or maybe the crime itself. So how do you read some of this disturbing information?
Well, most people that I've seen on Twitter and on Facebook are absolutely outraged by the way that especially CNN has handled this by turning these two young men who the judge
promising futures
guilty. They're rapists.
Yeah,
that's just what they are. They were found guilty. They're rapists. And people are turning them into victims. It's crazy.
Well, are people on the social media turning them into victims, or is it just the news media?
No, I haven't seen anyone who said, "Great job, CNN." Not a one. There's already some posts on the on our Facebook page. Patty in Virginia said, "Sure, anyone would cry if they had to go to jail, do the crime, do the time. They got off easy."
I think they did get off easy, frankly. Their age was a factor in it. This stuff, what fuels all of this is a good question. 888-302-3684. Is it the television programs like Law and Order, SVU, the Special Victims Unit, and all the rape stories? Is it that kind of stuff? I mean, I don't think kids that age actually watch those programs. So one wonders, what is it that fuels this story or stories like this? For those of you who haven't heard, these two high school Ohio football players found guilty of rape yesterday. Trent Mays, 17, and Malik Richmond, 16, convicted of digitally penetrating a drunken 16-year-old girl after a party last August. The judge, whose name is Tom Lips, ordered Richmond held in a juvenile detention facility for at least a year and Mays for at least 2 years. The system could actually hold them until they're 21. Both teens are also required to register as juvenile sex offenders. Ohio's attorney general said he would convene a grand jury to investigate whether other people who knew about the rape but failed to report it ought to be charged in the case. If, in fact, that is the case, then they ought to be charged. Agreed?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Agreed. Go ahead, Kenny. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying, absolutely. It's so egregious that not only did they do this despicable, violent crime and laugh about it, but then to take pictures, and they sent out, they said, hundreds of thousands of pictures on social media and texts to phones. So there are lots of people who knew about this.
Yep.
And they thought it was very funny up until yesterday.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Not only was it CNN, but NBC got into the act as well. So we'll have some more audio from both CNN and from NBC, and an apology of sorts from the two boys. That's coming up here on the Good Day program at 13 past the hour.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know. One of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea. Realize tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You guys need anything else right now?
I don't know. NCAA March Madness at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and every game imaginable. I mean, what else could we want? Except
way to stay longer.
Yeah, right?
Oh, have you seen our remote? I can put the tournament in slow motion mode for you guys.
How's your wings?
Even better in slow motion.
Head to the official hangout of March Madness. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-990-0215. 888-990-0215. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-990-0215. Some conditions apply. 888-990-0215.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Do you agree with our overview of the Steubenville rape verdict? They are rapists, plain and simple. It doesn't matter how old they are. 888-302-3684, as we continue to overview what not only happened there, if you're just joining us, these two high school football players convicted on Sunday in the rape case that has actually gained worldwide attention, and the social media has focused on this, especially of late, not only the case itself, but the media coverage, the news media coverage. The trial divided the football-crazed Rust Belt town of Steubenville. Trent Mays, 17, Malik Richmond, 16, found guilty. The bloggers are all over this, even the loosely organized hacking group Anonymous, who questioned everything from the behavior of the football team to the integrity of the investigation. The judge announced his decision after reviewing evidence presented over the 4 days of the trial in the case against Mays and Richmond. They're tried as juveniles, but that doesn't change the fact that they have to do the time. The victim was not in the courtroom when the ruling was read, but her mother gave a statement after the judge's ruling. So here's, as we kind of do, I don't want to do analysis paralysis here, but there's a lot of bits and pieces of this story that are in and of themselves, bit by bit, pretty damned amazing and outrageous. A lot was made of the apology given by the two boys after the verdict, but listen carefully to what they actually said.
I would truly like to apologize to Elena, our family, my family, and the community. No picture should have been sent out, but I'm only taken. That's awesome. Thank you.
Anything you'd like to say?
I would like to apologize to you people. I had no intention to do anything like that. I'm sorry to put you guys through this. That is not.
You got what you deserve, both of you. And not to make too much light of this, but it's really not much of an apology at all if you could hear the words. The first boy apologizes to the family for taking pictures of their daughter and posting them. He doesn't apologize for raping her. And the second boy says he was sorry he put them through all this. He had no intention of doing what he did, neither actually apologized for what they did. 888-302-3684. The mother read the following in the trial. Human compassion is not taught by a teacher, a coach, or a parent. It's a God-given gift instilled in all of us. You displayed not only a lack of this compassion, but a lack of any moral code. The mother said her daughter is going to persevere and move on, adding that she has pity for both of these boys. The attorney for the girl said that the client, in fact, was doing okay. Quote, Bob Fitzsimmons is the lawyer. I think she's really happy this is over. And remember, she's just 16 years old. She's still a high school student. She just wants to get back to her normal life, as does the family. It's a big relief to her at this point. He did not comment when asked if the girl and her family plan to file a civil case, which happens a lot in these circumstances, and under the circumstances as they're juveniles, I guess the parents would have to be responsible, and maybe that's part of this. Are the parents not doing their jobs? Why would boys this age think it was okay to rape if they were getting what they needed at home? I mean, that's I think, a credible question to ask, is it not? 888-302-3684. There's more on this in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
After the hour on the Good Day program, most important stories of the day here. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, Monday, March the 18th, 2013. For those of you who missed it last week, the discussion sort of rolled into the end of the week and into the weekend. The National Institute of Health awarded a $1.5 million grant to study biological and social factors as to why three-quarters of lesbians are obese and why gay males are not. The National Institute of Health says it's an issue of high public health significance. So they've awarded $1.5 million to Brigham and Women's Women's Hospital in Boston, two grants administered by Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and the National Human Development Group, studying the relationship between sexual orientation and obesity. Why is that something that we should spend $1.5 million on when the country is broke? You would wonder why that is, given all of the discussion, and maybe we'll focus on that a little bit later on, comments on both sides of the budget issue. I want to get back to the coverage. This is something very important, I think, today. And a discussion that is wildly, I don't know if popular is the right word, but certainly the recognition of the outrage of these two boys and then the way that it's been handled by the boys, the fact that they really didn't apologize, and the way that CNN especially, but NBC as well, handled this thing is more than a disgrace. Here is Candy Crowley, who is absolutely, in my opinion, the worst of the worst. And why in the world this woman has a job at CNN, even though she had a lot of years of experience, is beyond me. Here she is talking to legal analyst Paul Callan about how difficult this guilty verdict will be on these two poor boys.
A 16-year-old now just sobbing in court, regardless of what big football players they are, they still sound like 16-year-olds. The other one's 17, a 16-year-old victim. The thing is, when you listen to it and you realize that they could stay until they're 21, they are going to get credit for time served. What's the lasting effect, though, on two young men being found guilty in juvenile court of rape, essentially?
Well, you know, Candy, we've seen here a courtroom drenched in tears and tragedy. But across America, scenes like this happen all the time. I know as a prosecutor and a defense attorney, when that verdict is handed down, usually it's just the families of the defendants and the victims. There's always that moment of just lives are destroyed, and lives have already been destroyed by the crime, and we got a chance to see that. But in terms of what happens now, yeah, the most severe thing with these young men is being labeled as registered sex offenders. That label is now placed on them by Ohio law. And by the way, the laws in most other states now require such a designation in the face of such a serious crime. That will haunt them for the rest of their lives. Employers, when looking up their background, will see that they're registered sex offenders. When they move into a new neighborhood and somebody goes on the internet where these things are posted, neighbors will know that they're a registered sex offender. It's really something that will have a lasting impact, much more of a lasting impact than going to a juvenile facility for 1 or 2 years.
Oh, what a shame. Those poor boys are going to have a hard time in juvenile detention. What a load of crap. 888-302-3684. The boys required to register as sex offenders undergo treatment in the detention center. The two boys will be credited for the time, as you heard them say there. The father of one of the boys told CNN that his son was doing okay. He said, "I told Malik to put his trust in God. God will see him through this." All right. I'm getting ready to explode here. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Hello, I'm Sean Robinson. Every year in the U.S., more than 350,000 hearts suddenly and unexpectedly stop. But they didn't have to. Early intervention could have saved their lives. Sudden cardiac arrest, or SCA, is a condition in which the heart suddenly and unexpectedly stops beating. On average in this country, one person dies from SCA every 90 seconds, more than breast cancer, lung cancer, or AIDS. Approximately 95% of SCA cases result in death, and while it can happen to anyone, chances are greater in African Americans. Most high-risk patients do not receive recommended treatments. Given my family's history with heart disease, I'm here to shed light on sudden cardiac arrest. Talk to your doctor. Stop SCA before it stops you. You can get more information from the Heart Rhythm Society and access to resources at arresttherisk.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
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 Tom.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ha ha.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
To join our party as we celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffen's Good Day.
This good day. 33 after the hour now. The things to know about the world today. The first half hour of the program pretty much focused on these football players found guilty of rape. I'm so outraged about this. I'm trying to contain myself. But this is more than what makes any sense in any family, how all of these things, if you're not familiar with the story, there's plenty of news coverage on the various networks. The place that it seemed most outrageous, though, was on CNN. These two boys are from Steubenville, Ohio. Traveling judge comes into town to accommodate his schedule because Steubenville's not that big and they don't usually have these kind of trials there. So he came in, and to accommodate his schedule, the trial continued through the weekend after 4.5 days, and there was no jury. A judge found the boys guilty. They really didn't apologize very much. The news coverage, especially on CNN, basically what a sad reality it is for the boys. But it wasn't just CNN. Listen to what NBC's Lester Holt had to say when covering the story yesterday.
The verdict was guilty today for two Steubenville, Ohio high school football players in the rape of a 16-year-old girl. The crime took place against the backdrop of an alcohol-fueled night of partying, later amplified by tweets, posted photos, and video. It left the town of Steubenville deeply divided, and in many ways tonight stands as a cautionary tale to a generation that has come of age in the era of social networking.
What? Social networking is what helped to put a perspective on this and anybody else who tries to get away with this. Social networking is the hero here. Kenny, you're following this. Ken Kessler on the pages that we have and in general Twitter all over, not only the fact that this story grew in importance because of the outrage that people felt looking at the pictures of this girl, but also now the outrage aimed at CNN.
Yeah, there are two things that are big circulating around Twitter this morning. One is a lot of people are demanding that CNN make Candy Crowley and Poppy Harlow apologize on air for basically making the rapists out to be the victims in this story, and the other one is that people are trying to get CNN to fire them.
Mm-hmm. CNN is run now under new management Jeff Zucker, who used to run NBC's Today Show, and I think NBC News has gone to CNN to try to reshape the network. Doesn't look like he's doing what most of the people who are looking for good, solid news coverage are interested in. This is a sort of a cautionary tale, given the fact that we are in the age of social networking. Sounds like Holt is suggesting that these things would have been okay if the boys hadn't posted the pictures instead of not raping the girl. That's what I hear. That's what I sense. Whether that's what they mean or not, or whether they'll clarify it, remains to be seen. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. Mike DeWine, who's the Attorney General in Ohio, said more charges in the case could be forthcoming. He's going to convene a grand jury in April. Said that while calling a grand jury doesn't mean indictments will be returned, quote, this community needs assurance that no stone has been left unturned in our search for the truth. He said there were 16 people who had refused to talk to investigators. The high school, the assumption would be these are friends of these boys. He called the case a tragedy made even worse because the victims were re-victimized through the social media. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? That seems to be part of the concern here. 888-302-3684. Attorneys for the two boys had said that they were not guilty, even though they had the pictures. Isn't that something else when you get right down to it that's wrong with the system? When things are so obvious, when the guilty, the people who are accused of these crimes are obviously guilty, the fact that they are they enter pleas of not guilty is pretty offensive as well. Not that in our system, I'm certainly one who is critical, if not more critical than most people, is when it comes to the system. Everybody deserves his or her day in court, but this was pretty obvious stuff. CNN's policy is not to identify alleged victims of assault. CNN did not name the minors who were testifying, but did identify the two who were accused. From MSNBC, Melissa Harris Perry talked to correspondent Ron Allen, who did manage to explain the verdict without turning the rapists into victims.
There were two counts, actually, against one of the defendants, correct? Can you just read through the counts for us? Were both defendants found guilty on all counts, or was there a mixed verdict?
No, there were three counts, and both defendants were found guilty, essentially, of the sexual assault, the rape charge. Trent Mays also faced a charge for distributing a nude picture of a minor. He essentially had taken pictures of the girl and distributed them around to friends, and then he was found guilty of that additional charge as well. Remember, this is a juvenile case, so we're not talking about criminal charges. The judge said that he was struck by their profanity, by the ugliness of what had happened. You'll recall that there were several eyewitnesses, friends of the defendants, who said that they saw the boys attack the girl, Trent Mays, in the backseat of a car, and then both of them later on the basement floor at a home during this night of alcohol-fueled partying. So there was eyewitness testimony. There were also a series of text messages. The prosecutor said that they essentially retrieved hundreds of thousands of text messages from about 17 different phones and mobile devices that the teenagers at these parties were using that night to say what had happened, to talk about what had happened. And the judge seemed to be clearly upset by what he had read. He said that this was also a sad commentary on alcohol and underage drinking, something that people should take notice of in the community. But the bottom line is that the defendants were found guilty, and they were essentially sent away to a juvenile detention center immediately, where they will serve until they're 21. They also have to register as sex offenders. It's unclear if that carries on past their 21st birthday. One is 16, one is 17. So this is going to mar them for some very significant years of their lives.
Good. Good. It ought to. 888-302-3684. At the heart of this case, the question of whether the victim was too drunk on the night of August 11th and the early morning of August 12th to understand what was happening to her and to consent to it, and that's what the that's basically what the lawyers for the boys said. Well, she consented, or that's what they tried. It was because she was drunk. She said it was okay. The text messaging back and forth, though, is really, Kenny, I don't know if you've read through some of these. In the testimony that the victim gave on Saturday, she remembered not much about that night because she was drunk. What I want to know is more about this party. Do you know any more about, was this at somebody's home? How did these kids at this age get a hold of all this alcohol? Not that it isn't possible under many, if not most, circumstances for it to happen. But what's that side of the story?
It was a party, or apparently a series of parties, that they went from one to another at students' homes. I don't know where parents were, but there was so much drinking going on. Apparently they attacked this girl in the car first, and then in whatever house they went to next.
Mm-hmm.
There was the one picture that I saw showed the two rapists holding her, what looked like a lifeless body, one holding the wrists, the other holding her by the ankles, and she's just dead weight.
Mm. During the closing statements on Saturday, attorneys for the two boys argued the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that their clients raped the girl. They actually had the gall to call into question her credibility. They also questioned whether all of the cell pictures and the social media posting made a mockery of this and tainted the testimony of the other people. If you can imagine them having the balsam to do that. The things that made her an imperfect witness, that she doesn't remember a lot, made her, in every sense of the word, a perfect victim, said the prosecutor. 888-302-3684. I think, have we had enough of this?
Well, there is one other side to this.
Yeah.
And that's the role of sports. Because Steubenville doesn't have a lot going on besides high school sports.
Right, yep.
And these two kids were star players, so that's one of the things that really divided this town, because they wanted to support the school, support the team. They didn't care. It was like they could do anything they wanted. And I get the feeling that that's how these two boys felt, too, that they could do anything they wanted to do.
Right. The mania and stupidity in Ohio, along with Florida and Texas, probably the three worst states, and I say worst, underscoring worst states in the country when it comes to this reality, anything for the glory of football. You look at what some of the community leaders have been charged with. A lot of critics say the leaders are trying to paper over the misconduct by the players. The big red football team is about all, as Kenny is suggesting, that goes on in this town. I know this town well. I went to school in Ohio, have lots of friends in Ohio, and I understand the culture of football. The fact that, well, I mean, look at the trouble that Ohio has. Look at all of the focus on football. The way that nobody wants to deal with the helmet problem and the brain problems that people are having. This is all about this same stuff. There's this mania for football. It's sick. It is just a sickness that has overcome a community like this that needs to get a life. 888-302-3684. It's 16 before the hour. This is the Good Day program. Not particularly good, but it is the major story, the major story of the day.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How many of us have pictures of kids or grandkids in our wallet and the ones we have at home that show our children or grandchildren growing up? Yeah, we take a lot of pictures of them when they're babies, and then 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 5 years old. And then after a while, we kind of stop, and then we might take a picture of 10 or 15 years old, and after 15, they won't pose for anything anyway. But we do track ourselves and our families as they grow. It's a wonderful thing to share. However, do we do the same thing in our lives? Do we take pictures of ourselves when we're going through a training program? And then do we take pictures of ourselves when we get that first promotion? And then do we show it off to people? And then whatever position we're in today, do we reflect back as to how we were? Well, why not? We're always growing up. We're always changing. We're always maturing. And we should always have the images of who we were and who we are. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer at 3/23/13 limit 1 per customer while supplies last.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, I'm looking at there are thousands and thousands of comments on the CNN website, thousands of them. And you've got some from our website. The Twitter page is at Good Day, and then Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What do you find there?
On the Facebook page, Mary says that it's sad all around, and it's especially sad that the young victim needed to be smeared for the benefit of a light sentence for her young rapists.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike says that that they're lucky that they weren't tried in Somalia because the penalty for Somalia is death.
Yeah. Here's a Taco Sterling Scheisler who doesn't think the sentence the two boys got was anywhere near enough.
Being locked away for maybe 5 years or 4 years, depending, give or take on time, for these two young men who have been found guilty of this seems weak. Seems poor. But, the law is the law, and that's the limitation on it. And it'll be a juvenile thing, right? They're not going to go away to big-time grown-up jail or prison. If they had murdered someone, that might be the case. They'll try him as an adult. It was an adult crime. Give him adult time. Apparently, laughing, joking, denying, lying, abusing, while liquored up, unconscious, marginalizing the inhumanity of it all, raping. That's not nothing you could, you just not an adult crime, not an adult time situation. I don't know. Here's what I ask you, because maybe I'm the one who has the problem. Maybe I'm too critical. Maybe I'm too harsh in the way that we look at things. It's possible I'm twisted and a little out of sorts on it. The court says they're guilty. Penalty will be handed down. Justice has been done. Does this seem appropriate? I got to say, I don't have kids of my own at this point, but if I did, and when I do, and I know the immediate visceral reaction that I had when I heard about it, and I saw the video that was floating around everywhere and nowhere in cyberspace, I thought, maybe you just handle stuff yourself if you want to have it done right, if you know what I mean. I mean, the immediate reaction was, if you believe they're guilty and they harmed your child or another's child, take them out yourself.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
From the football players and the poor reality that they were found guilty of raping that 16-year-old girl. The CPAC convention was held this weekend in Washington. The news media trying to make a lot out of it. Not much happens there anymore. Not many people pay a whole lot of attention to what goes on there, as it used to be the case. But I thought it was interesting that Rand Paul did well in a straw poll. I happen to be a fan of Rand Paul's. I'm not necessarily a fan of the CPAC convention because mostly it's the old hacks that are in there running things and completely have lost on them what the realities of politics are in our country these days. But here's an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Moose Miller, talking to James Homan, who's from Politico.com, about Senator Paul's winning the straw poll this weekend, and also some conversation about who was notably absent in the crowd.
I was watching some of the results from the straw poll. No real big surprise. Rand Paul walks away with it. But break it down from the rest of them.
Yeah, it was real close. I mean, Rand Paul won. He's obviously coming off this big filibuster over drones. But right behind him, basically tied, was Marco Rubio, who last year won the straw poll for who should be the vice presidential nominee. And it's really, after those two guys, a real drop-off. Rick Santorum and third place, then you kind of had a bunch of others in the 3 to 5% range. It's really a sign, though, of validation that these two guys are the leaders among those getting buzz. Sure. For potential 2016 Republican candidates.
I thought it was interesting that Chris Christie actually was in the top five.
Very interesting. I have a winners and losers story that we'll post in the morning, and I call Chris Christie one of the winners. He wasn't invited. I think if he had come, he might have been booed. But instead, because the organizers chose to exclude him, he became almost a sympathetic figure.
Sure.
And a lot of people were talking about how he maybe should have been there, especially because Donald Trump got invited. And in the end, I think that there is a real constituency for Christie. And what's notable, too, is Obama won New Jersey by almost 20 points last November, and Chris Christie's on the ballot. He's running for re-election this November.
Sure.
So there's lots of time before 2016 for him to win in New Jersey and then to kind of re-ingratiate himself with the conservatives at conferences like this one.
All right, 888-302-3684. It is interesting, Chris Christie. Well, Chris Christie doesn't belong there. Whether he's the face of, he ought to be the face of the Republican Party. It is interesting. The two of them, I don't have much, I don't think Marco Rubio shows much promise, frankly, but this is my read on it. Let's spend a minute listening to another radio program hosted by Dave Debo, talking here to political analyst Kevin Hardwick about the highlights of the conference.
What were the highlights for you? Was this a conference that you think in any way redefined, if not the Republican Party, at least the direction it should be going?
Well, I think everybody is doing, of course, a postmortem on the election. And there was a little bit of hand-wringing, but and quite a lot of finger-pointing. But I think out of this comes a solution, perhaps. I mean, I was there 4 years ago after Obama beat John McCain. And there was certainly a lot of hand-wringing. The mood was very much the same and some finger-pointing. But, of course, out of that came the Tea Party. Out of that came the 2010 midterm congressional results for the Republicans. And they did rather well. You see a lot of that going on now, and of course some of the new stars were featured. In fact, all of the new stars almost were featured, with one or two notable exceptions. And it was, you know, it was a good conference. It was nice to be there.
If the Tea Party and the midterm elections was the legacy of the last one, what's the legacy of this one? What do you think comes out of this?
Well, hopefully for the party, wins again in the midterms and finally a way to take back the White House. I'll tell you, a couple days ago, they had back-to-back two of the biggest rising stars in the party. First was Marco Rubio, and right after him, Rand Paul, with very different presentations, but both were spellbinding. And it was, you know, you saw there in the space of half an hour or so, perhaps the next president of the United States.
Paul won the straw poll, but followed closely by Rubio.
Yeah, he did. In fact, I think if you ask around and you say who really has the better chance 3 years down the road, I think you have to look at Marco Rubio. He's very good. You know, I would contrast him with, say, Paul Ryan, who I also sat in on his speech. Paul Ryan would be great on Government Jeopardy. I mean, that guy knows his stuff inside and out. But listening to him, it almost puts you to sleep.
All right. I don't want to put anybody to sleep. It's time to wake up, rise, and shine. The end of this hour of Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.